Hey, I'm Bob Krause. This is The Lighter Side of Golf. All right, let's talk bunker play. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there don't really miss a lot of greens and are very good golfers and are perfect after every iron shot into a green. So this is going to be called out to the people who actually miss greens. So I want to really pay attention to getting out of the bunker today. What you need to learn is you need to learn the splash effect. And what that means is if you took a golf club, a sand wedge, and you splashed it in a puddle of water, you'd see how the water would kind of engulf the head of the golf club and splash up. That's the same effect that you need to have when you're hitting a bunker shot. So next time you're in the bunker, make sure that you focus just a couple inches behind the ball. And that's where you want the club to enter. Don't look at the ball because you don't want to hit the ball. You want to hit a couple inches behind the ball so the sand actually splashes out like the water did in the puddle. So if you use this technique, you're going to hit the ball closer and get the ball out. That's another thing. Try to get the ball out. Don't try to force the shot and try to hit this miracle sand shot when your skill set isn't necessarily at the point where you have to really put a lot of pressure on it. So think smart, splash it out, get it on the putting green, and make a putt. You know, you guys can really earn a lot of really good stuff if you can just get it out of the bunker. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause. That's The Lighter Side of Golf.